are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We just talked about you may not need a new gun. And in the break, John was telling me about all the guns he's got in layaway.
Yeah, right. No, but I think about putting them in layaway all the time. But that's the way to get them. If you can't just go out and buy it, because I'm retired and disabled, so I'm not like a pocket full of cash. I got a rich wife.
I understand.
She's not rich.
The official line is he doesn't have any guns in layaway.
No,
right.
I don't have. She asked me that the other day too, and I'm like, honey, come on, you know me better than that. She goes, exactly. She had that doggone. She had my phone sensor on the other day, and she knew that I went into a gun shop, and I didn't. I forgot to call her because I thought she was on the road. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
She had an alarm go off that, hey, John's entering a gun shop. And he didn't call and ask permission, nor does he have a PO. But the good thing was I didn't have any money on me. I browsed, but it's
browsing.
Fun to browse because what's new. You never know what you're going to see, a 357 Magnum Desert Eagle or a 454 Casull, or you never know what you're going to see, or a new 360 Buckhammer revolver, crazy guns. And I know it's like talking about, vegetable soup to you, but these are things that you're not entranced into this like I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're fully ensconced in.
Yes, I am ensconced. Yeah. Good word. I was looking for a quarter word, but I could only find nickels. So
I pick up nickels.
Yeah, I pick up nickels. But anyways,
don't nickels go.
So this segment is brought to you by Williams Gunsight. Our good buddies out at Williams. I'll be out there today, Saturday. We're going to have some fun out there today. They got their big sale going on. So you know a lot of the highlights. You got it memorized or no?
Yeah. So they're doing this mystery safe.
Yes.
It's
a beautiful safe too. I mean
the safe is not
it the other day.
The safe is not the least of it. I mean,
I was trying to get vibes to find.
Oh,
are
you like?
You know, I was like,
had your arms around it.
I was doing a spot,
rubbing
thing.
The side, doing,
you know,
mind melding with the safe.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, someone's going to win a free safe that has free guns in it.
And it's free. You know,
over $7,500 value.
Yeah. And they said I can win.
Wow.
I'm not an employer or anything.
No, you're not.
So I can win. I would feel guilty, but I could win.
You wouldn't feel that guilty.
Well, you know what I do? Whenever I win a gun, I turn them right over and I
turn it into a
fundraiser. Turn it into a raffle for Tommy's Art.
So it's free to register. You can register today. The drawing is tomorrow. I think it's Sunday.
Yeah, it ends tomorrow. I don't know if they're going to draw on Monday or if they're going to draw tomorrow. That's what I don't know yet, but I'll find out today.
So, but you can still get registered today, tomorrow, and someone's going to win a really nice gun safe loaded with guns. What guns are in it? We don't know.
We don't know.
It's a mystery.
And I've asked. There are people there that know, and they're zippered lips. They
the
will not tell
safe.
Me what's going on.
Well, and they've got discounts on everything, 9% off everything in the store, ammo, firearms, everything, 25% off their range passes. And
their big pass, they're one for if you're a member, your membership pass, where you can be a member, and then you get a discount on everything anyway for the rest of the year.
They do. So, they're going to have, I think, manufacturer reps. I mean, there's just tons going on.
And everybody's been telling me, because I got my raffle tickets on Friday, they said, hey, you should bring them out, you know? And I was like, I'm not going to step on their toes.
Yeah.
They'll give me plenty of opportunities later to sell tickets.
You've got
till
September on your raffle.
Yeah.
And
I've been going around.
And I know you'll
everybody.
Be out there several times.
I'll let you know when I'm going to be in the lobby. And, of course, watch my Facebook page. I'll be in the lobby selling. But you can go out to Williams. Remember, they're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. So how many times do you get a gun shop that's open 7 days a week, for one thing? And good hours, 10 to 6. So indoor ranges, outdoor ranges, you can shoot. 25,000 square foot showroom. And their number is 810-653-2131. Or go to williamsgunsight.com and check out their website. You can do a lot of shopping right on their website. You can browse their used guns. And that's what I do on snow days, on rainy days, days when I don't feel like driving. I stay home and I browse their website.
Days that end in Y.
A day that ends in Y is a good day to shop at Williams Gunsight. So, and you can shop over the phone and call them and put guns in layaway right over the phone, but I wouldn't do such a thing. So, but you can. So let's look at some classic calibers. And I usually highlight their used guns at Williams Gunsight because it's just a bargain mecca. Well, they got this whole big clearance section right now of guns that over the past few years they've been buying them, and the guns that just haven't like sold out. And some of these are those high-end carbon fiber barreled guns. So pretty impressive. And I've been looking at them. They are beautiful rifles. And that Christensen Arms, the company that made those first carbon fiber barrels, is really the leader in these carbon fiber barreled rifles. So I'm going to talk about a few of those right off the bat.
And they're closeouts, right? I mean, they're not producing them any longer. These are new guns that they've got in the section, but not necessarily producing them any longer.
Right, yeah. And you can buy brand new ones. They got them on the shelf, too.
Yes.
And these are brand new. They're just old, new stock. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Or new, old stock.
Yeah.
Yeah, new, old stock. That's better. Sorry. So Christensen Arms. Now, if you just want a very good Michigan deer hunting rifle, they've got their Christensen Arms 20-inch right-handed. It's their model FFT in 30-06. They've got two to choose from, two different colors, kind of like. They're now, I said they're more expensive. They are, but these things are they're fabulous rifles. A lot of professional hunters use these. $1,974.95. Now, remember, they got layaway available. You can beg for Father's Day gifts. And
we talked at the outside how many days you've got until hunting season.
Yeah, 147 until rifle season.
There you go.
You got time to pay it off and get it all taken care of. Or just go in there and put it on a charge card or pay cash if you got it. So they got two of these to choose from, two different models, very similar, almost identical, but they are two different models, I think slightly different colors, $1,974.95 apiece. Now, they've got, that's a 20-inch 30-06. They've got one 22-inch barrel in a 300 Winchester Magnum, which is a classic round. It's been around longer than you and I have, Dan.
Yeah.
It's been around since the 50s, and we haven't.
Nope.
Some things we can still brag about, you know what I mean, about our age. We haven't been around since the 50s. We might have been a gleam in someone's eye at that point, but we weren't around.
Yeah.
So they got the 300 Winchester Magnum. They got it for the same price, $1,974.95. Okay. Now, as far as carbon fiber guns go, from what I could tell, that was it. On the clearance ones, they have more in used, but I didn't go there. I wanted to go with these clearance guns because these are really, really nice. They're old, new stock, or new, old stock, whatever.
New guns. Still available, discounted prices.
Discounted prices, exactly. So, and they're good prices. Now, so what I did is I picked out ultralight rifles in those good classic calibers after this. So I found a Savage 110, which is like a great gun. I've had several of them. I love them. They're tack drivers. Several of the people that sponsor the show hunt with those guns. Savage 110, 30-06, but it's the ultralight model. I've never even held one of these before, but looking at it, I can tell it's going to be a well-made tack driver. And it probably will be. It's $1,164.95. They put a lot into that rifle to make it that good. Now, the next one I'm going to talk about is a Weatherby. Now, Weatherby is well known for making some super, super lightweight rifles. Well, this is a Mark V Weatherby, which is the highest grade, basically, of Weatherbys you can get. The Mark V in 270 Winchester in their ultra lightweight model. So this is my standout. This is the one that I would probably take over all the others because it's just way too cool. So these guns normally run like $2,600. This one's $1,624.95. And these guns are ready for scopes. They're ready to get scoped and ready to go hunting. You just got to buy them, learn to love them, learn to shoot them, and away you go. Now, the last gun of the five new old model guns that I'm talking about here, these are the clearance guns, the Winchester Model 70. I mentioned this one a couple weeks ago because I like it a lot. It's a Coyote Light, and as far as I can tell, nobody's bought it yet. So it's a Model 70 Winchester, which is one of my ultimate favorite guns. I held three of them last night, and it was just like, why don't I have more of these? Because I already got three. So, but this one's in 22-250. So it's called the Coyote Light. It's got a beautiful mix. It's lightweight. It's got holes through the stock even to make it even lighter. Very, very collectible because, man, they probably only made 100 of these. I don't know for sure, but not very many. And a great cartridge, 22-250, very fast, $935.95. So seriously, classic calibers, ultralight guns, and in those carbon fiber guns, it depends on your budget and what you want to do. Yeah, you can spend less or you can spend more, but it's easy to find ammo for all these things. And the KISS factor comes in. You know what I mean? Remember the KISS factor?
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple, stupid. You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I hate to say the word stupid on radio. I don't mean to hurt anybody's feelings. But, you know, when you buy those calibers that you can't find cartridges for, it's like we were deer hunting with a guy one time that was hunting with a 7.7 Jap. Now, it's a Japanese rifle, and that's what they were called, 7.7 Japs, Ariska rifles. We went to the range, and he shot all of his bullets the day before opening day. Then he couldn't find bullets to hunt with, so he had to borrow another gun. So he ended up hunting with a 30-30. And
you know what he didn't do?
He didn't think.
He didn't have a hunter's checklist.
Exactly. He didn't. Nobody goes to deer camp with one box of shells. And then you shoot it at the range, the whole box. It's ridiculous. He didn't have a scope on the gun.
Well, I can shoot him up now. I'll just pick him up on the way to camp.
Yeah. It's like, was he going to have those at the hardware store? I doubt it. 7.7 Japs are rare. It was Japanese's answer to the 8mm Mauser, basically, is what it was.
How was this guy even at your hunting camp?
He wasn't there long. He only hunted with us 1 year. Actually, the gun that he borrowed, he tried to shoot a deer the next day, and he gave himself a Joe Dirt eyebrow.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he cut himself wide open. It looked like a deer was killed in the front seat of the
truck. You think these segments are just thrown together kind of willy-nilly?
No.
There's a reason.
Yeah.
John had a hunter's checklist.
There's a hunter's checklist for a reason. Always bring enough ammo, bring enough gun, have the right scope. Do your homework. So good news. We've got some good news this week, Dan. Lots of good stuff about gun laws coming through. But the Michigan House of Representatives passed a bill, I think it was Thursday morning, that they are saying that Michigan schools now will be allowed to teach gun safety in the schools.
Nice.
Thank God. That's what we need. So now to the Senate. So pray that the Senate passes it, and we'll know more about that next week. So lots changing. Remember, go to our website, thegss.com. We got raffle tickets will be popping up for sale all over the place. And get out to Williams today and tomorrow and hit their 99-year sale.
Get ready to get your name in for that ministry save, too.
For the
$7,500. Yep. 99 years.
99 years. Isn't that amazing?
That's something.
I got 99 problems, but the safe ain't one.
No.
So there.
Right. Get yourself registered. And we'll have more on the raffle, too. You'll have tickets. You'll have kind of an itinerary where you're going to be for Tommy's.
Yeah, we're going to start announcing where we're going to be selling them.
Cool.
So, and who's going to be selling them for me.
Thanks for listening.
It might be Winds Electric. It might be. Who knows
all
who
over.
It's going to be. All over the place.
Gunsmith Show right here on US 103, your home for ultimate classic rock. We'll come back next week. Do it again. Same time, same place.
Sounds good. I'll be here if you'll be here.
Thanks.
All right, bye.